Hello, my friends. I'm here today to talk about developing your angelic connection. I know there's a lot of misconceptions on what angels are, and there's not much information out there. So I would like to share what I know based on my experiences and my connection to these energies. As I've mentioned, I am a clairaudient, and I do have the ability of communicating with the archangels. This has been something that came to me on its own, and I am very grateful for that. So today I wanted to just give some information on how you can develop this ability to connect to them, to speak to them, to even feel them and hear them on your own. There's just a couple of things that I have been taught by the archangels that I wanted to share with you. First off, there is an understanding that angels are human-like forms with wings, and so I just want to clarify that that is not always the truth. Angels are a divine presence. They have been created by the source, creation, the higher power, God, whatever it is that you identify with. These energies were created with the purpose to assist humanity. We as humans have been gifted with a divine support team, whether we acknowledge or connect to it or not. That team includes obviously source or the creator, angelic beings. These include angels, archangels, and other thrones of angels, which we'll get into down the line. The ascended masters, who are people who have walked the earth before and have ascended to a spiritual energy, who can still make contact to us, ancestor guides, spirit guides, and other light beings who are out there to assist and guide us in our journey. When we pray or we call out for help, this team receives our messages, and they are the ones that are sent out through the spiritual connections to assist and guide us. Specifically speaking about the archangels and any angels, as I mentioned, they're divine creations. So when a person passes on, they do not actually become angels. Angels, with the exception of two, have never been human. They are a direct divine creation and an extension of God or the divine. When a loved one passes away, they do, however, have the capability to become our spirit guides. So we can still feel them and connect to them as guides, and they still support us and give us messages and love in that sense. However, with the angelic energies, which is what I'll be talking about today, it's a little bit different. As I mentioned, their task is to assist humanity, to guide us in our spiritual journey and our decision making, to support us, to bring us clarity and all of that stuff. They have been appointed with this, which is a big task, and so part of how they complete it is by us actually connecting and allowing them to do that for us. Speaking about the archangels, they each have been appointed specific gifts or specialties that have been bestowed by the Creator so that they can kind of manage that area for us, in a sense. As I mentioned, there are many orders or thrones of angels, but again, we'll get into that later. With the archangels, I sometimes call them sort of like what you would say a department manager. They each have that area of expertise, which will work in balance to ensure the best possible journey for all of us on Earth who are willing and open to use that assistance, and while still working in tandem with Heaven and the Creator's plans. The archangels are omnipresent, which means they are present everywhere. So you can ask them to be with you, and you can ask them to be with somebody else at the same time. They do not tire. Their energy is a magnificent, loving energy. There is no judgment from them, contrary to what we are led to believe. They do like us to call upon them, as I mentioned, this is for their mission. The thing about that is that in order for them to complete this, we have to invite them in. We have to allow them to complete that process, because humankind has been given the gift of free will. Therefore, we do have a choice. So when we call out to them and we ask for assistance, which they are very clear about, they will be very happy to come through and show us the signs, give us the assistance and the guidance that we need. But ultimately, it is up to us to make the decisions to get to that end point or to complete the tasks that we need to do. The archangels cannot come and change things for us or do things for us. They cannot interfere with our decision making. There is, however, circumstances and occasions of a divine intervention, which is a different thing, and they act upon that when they must. But other than that, they do give us our free will to act and do what we need to do, because for them it is about empowering humankind. They don't want our power, they don't want the responsibility to make us better and help us and heal us, and we keep making the same bad decisions and expecting them to clean up after us. That is not how it works. However, they are very loving and guiding, and they will come back every time you call upon them. But again, you need to give yourself that opportunity and power. When you are speaking to them, it's important that you invite them and you are clear on what you are searching or asking for. Obviously, prayer works. For me, when I talk to them, it's like talking to my best friend. I just speak to them as if I was having a conversation. I'm very clear and open as far as what I need and what I'm kind of searching and seeking for. And with that, I'm also allowing myself to be open to the guidance, because sometimes they will give you the guidance that, even though it's what you need, it may not be what you want. It may not be what you are wanting to have into your, or have to do at that point. They are very subtle, loving energies, but they're also very direct and very blunt when they are talking or giving us messages. And again, these messages are only guidance, and it's up to you to follow through or to not listen. Their appearance is different based on everyone's experience. So what they appear to for some person might not be the same as it is to you. For me, sometimes it's just a divine bright light or color. It just depends on an energy or a feeling. Sometimes I just hear them, sense them. It just depends. So whatever your experience is, just acknowledge that it is yours, it's unique, and it is right for you. The archangels and all divine creations actually do not have assigned gender. They are asexual, so they can appear or feel as a male or female energy. They may appear with male or female attributes, and it just depends on what is needed at that moment in time or what you are comfortable with receiving. But they are always very loving and gentle energies that come through for you, so just be open and aware to that experience. They do not ask for anything in return. They are happy to help us, and they are happy to be part of us, of our life. However, we do need to do the work to reach that energy, because they are such a high frequency that they cannot come down to our plane. So therefore, we have to bring our energy up to them, to hear them, to sense them, to feel them. We have to do the work and the spiritual process to be able to connect. Now, that doesn't mean that if you are not hearing them or feeling them, you are not connected to them. It just means that in that moment, your frequency is a little different, so it is not as obvious. So it just means that you'll need to continue trusting and having faith that they are there, but they do hear us and they do come through for us. So I encourage you to invite them in, because you will definitely notice the difference. Now, as I mentioned before, they do not ask for anything in return. They are here for us, but if you choose or feel that you want to give them an offering, or you want to set up some kind of altar for them or something like that, that is perfectly fine and up to you. But it is not a requirement for them. They do not ask for trades. They do not charge us for services in any way, other than allowing them to be part of us in our life, and hopefully we listen and make the changes and take the journey that we need to take. Now, ways that they send us signs, as I mentioned, are very subtle, so we have to be willing and ready to see them. Obviously, we've all heard of synchronicities. That's one way, but they talk to us in many, many forms. It could be something as simple as showing you something that confirms a thought or something you had talked about previously. That's called retroconfirmation. And so they do that often just to kind of reassure us, hey, you're on the right path. What you were talking or feeling was true, or this isn't in alignment with you. Obstacles sometimes are a direct message that we should probably stop and reset and maybe just see if that is the place we're supposed to be at, or we're supposed to be going on this lane. Sometimes obstacles are just a way to deter us, but again, it is up to us to take that advice and make those choices. When there are no obstacles, when things are flowing in alignment and just happening the way they should be, for some reason it is our nature to question it or think it's too easy. And those are signs as well. When nothing is happening or nothing is being redirected, that is a sign that you are on the right path and that you are being supported. So you just have to learn to listen and see and find those signs and symbols. Numbers, they send numbers to us throughout the day, and not just the recurring numbers, different types of numbers that will pop up during the day, whether it's the number 3 or the number 7 or the number 229. You have to acknowledge this when it comes through a couple of times. I recommend that you look up angel number, whatever you're seeing, and more than likely you'll receive a definition. And this is how many times they'll give you messages that you may not be able to otherwise listen or connect to directly. They also do this with shapes. Symbolism in shapes has a lot to do with how they speak to us energetically. So if you keep seeing a circle all day long, look up a spiritual meaning of a circle, or spiritual meaning of a square, whatever it is that you're encountering. It is important that you acknowledge these signs, and that you then take the responsibility to understand the signs and then make the choices. Automatic writing is a good way to connect with them. You simply will sit and think of a question, ask a question, do a little meditation, and then just write what comes to you. You know, if you are struggling with making a decision or a choice or something, you can ask that question and just start writing whatever comes to you in your mind or in your heart. Even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's nothing is coming to you, just get that pen on the paper, and what they'll do is they actually give you information through that as well. So definitely I recommend that you make a little bit of time to connect with them on a daily basis. You can wake up every morning and just thank them for being with you and ask them to assist and guide you in your day. Ask for divine intervention and assistance. You don't need to know their names. You don't need to know specifically what you need because you may not know that, but they know that. And so when you open up that invitation to have angelic assistance come into your life, it makes a total difference, and they will be happy to take that path with you. So thank you for joining me today. I hope this brings some clarity and hopefully gives you some insight and ideas on how to connect with the divine energy of the archangels. I will be posting more episodes on angelic connections and the different types of archangels, what they do, and how to work with them. Thank you again for joining me. Have a very wonderful day and many, many blessings to you. Hello and welcome back, all you beautiful souls. Thank you for joining me again today. I wanted to cover a little more on the topic of angels, angelic beings, and give you a little more deeper understanding of how you can work with them and who you can choose to work with. Going back into the topic of the meaning of an angel, basically, as many of you already know, angel means God, a messenger of God. The actual definition says a spiritual being believed to act as an attendant, agent, or messenger of God. Conventionally, it is represented in human form with wings and a long robe. So I wanted to cover a little bit about that itself. Obviously, angels are divine creations that bring us messages and assistance and guidance. That is their purpose. So this is why they are here with us, to fulfill their mission and their purpose, as well as to guide us. The way they are described and depicted in human form is not always necessarily true. That is just a representation of some of the people who have encountered these beings so that it can be easier for us to assimilate with them. And you will not always encounter them in that form. A lot of times these beings come through as a feeling, as a color, as a bright light, even as a smell, a sweet smell, usually roses or flowers, or something along those lines. It's not necessarily that you will see them as we have been taught to look at them, because they don't always look that way. They are just a different energy, and sometimes they have to manifest themselves in ways which we can understand. So to cover a little bit about the ones that I understand how they work and the understanding that I have been given by them, I wanted to share that with you so you can have a little bit of a deeper clarity on that. So first, there's angels and guardian angels. And so there's different energies and different levels of angels. And the reason for that is so that they can actually be closer to us at the dimension that we live in. As I mentioned before, in order for us to connect with our higher self or spirit guides or angels, we have to raise our vibration, because they can only lower their vibration so much. So we have to meet them halfway. The higher the being, the less they can lower their vibration. So we have to work harder to reach up to them. So there's ways to do that, and I'll cover that. But angels and guardian angels are a little bit closer to us, because they can actually come to this realm to assist and guide us. So a guardian angel is a type of angel that has been specifically assigned to you for personal guidance your whole life. So basically, you are born with this angel, and it will be by your side until the day we leave this planet. And therefore, we have several guardian angels throughout, because we couldn't carry them over from other lifetimes as well. This guardian angel will always be with you. They're here to guide you. That's your intuition. Those are those little nudges you get, those little signs that you get to go a different direction or to take this step or whatever it is. That's usually your guardian angel trying to guard you and take care of you. This can be more obvious if you're open to it. So if you actually invite your guardian angel and acknowledge them and let them know, hey, I know you're here with me and I am grateful for you. I allow you to guide me and assist me. I ask you to protect me and show me the path and the way. They definitely will. Your guardian angel will definitely do that because that is part of their mission. So being aware of that is very important. Of course, you still have free will and ultimately you're the one that gets to make the choices. But it is very important for you to acknowledge it if you want to be more aware of the guidance that you're receiving. Okay, so that's guardian angels. An angel are different beings that just basically are here to guide and assist. They're usually the ones that have that divine intervention that happens. Like I said, they don't interfere. They don't push us or force us to make choices. But when something is needed or has to be done, when something has to be done rapidly or it's an emergency or something like that, that's when regular angels appear. When an emergency or an accident or something happens, that's usually when an angel will show up and do that divine intervention. These angels are so powerful, they can actually materialize into human form to help us. That means sometimes you will see them as a human and not really understand that they're an angel until later on. This only lasts a couple minutes, even seconds. However, they will materialize in a way that you can see them, hear them, or even physically feel them. So when they come, it's almost like receiving this beautiful, protective, loving energy. They can also appear to us in a luminous form, like I have mentioned before, a bright light. They can just have a big shining color around them, like a big aura. It's just a vibration that can come across to you as intense light or pure energy. When angels materialize, it's usually that person that showed up out of nowhere and rescued somebody, or that doctor that performed a miraculous surgery, or even a nurse, or different roles that they take on in human form to assist and guide us. You know, a first responder, a paramedic, a police officer, something like that. And then people will try to find out who this person was, and a lot of times there is no record of such person. So those are how angels can appear in our life and they manifest. You do not need to know your guardian angel's names or the angel's name to thank them, to be grateful. You can just let them know, they know who they are, and they receive that frequency from you. So they are always around us and they're ready to help. So take advantage of that and open yourself to that. The other type of divine beings, angelic beings that I love working with and I work mostly with are archangels. And archangels are a higher rank of angel. They're like chief messengers, you know, so they kind of have a specific role that they are in charge of. And then they have angels under them. Think of them as department managers or supervisors. And they have their group of angels and other beings that are working under them. So the archangels are a little more powerful with greater responsibilities. They are omnipresent and omniscient, so they can be in many places at once. Their energy is never ending, never changing, so you can never use up too much of them or ask too much of them. You can ask them to be with you as well as your loved ones, because like I said, they're omnipresent, so they can be everywhere at once. They travel at the speed of thought, so as soon as you invoke them in your mind, think about them, they are there with you and they are connected to you. They are dedicated to assisting the planet and the evolution of human beings. Again, they are created for this specific reason. So they want the best for us. They want us to do better. They want us to make better decisions and grow and have a higher vibration. Because if we were able to do that as a whole, as a planet, the entire planet would raise its vibration and it would be a different world. There is an infinite number of angels and archangels. There's so many I didn't even know existed, which has been an amazing journey for me. But there are some that are more recognized and that stand out a little bit more because they are more involved in helping us. They're more recognized. They are mentioned in different scriptures and things like that. However, they have no dogma. They have no attachment to a specific belief system or religion or anything like that. Even though they are often described biblically, there's only a few of them that are mentioned in the Bible. But these beings don't actually belong to any religion. They work for all humanity, and anyone can call upon them. So always remember that, and there is no judgment. They are pure, unconditional love, ready to assist us and guide us because they want us to be better people. They understand our capacity, and like them, we are also an extension of the divine and the creator. And so they want us to remember that. They want us to learn to use that energy and that power. So don't be afraid to call on them or feel like you don't have a connection to them, because you do. So going back with the archangels, you can work with any and all of them. You can always call on them specifically. Sometimes they stay the same when they're with you. Sometimes they change because it depends on what's going on in your life. Different ones will come around. So it's different than your guardian angel, which always stays with you. And you can always call on them for a specific thing or being with you at all times. The archangels do tend to change, again, depending on what's going on, even though we may be closer or feel a closer relationship to one more than the other or to a couple. But as you feel them, or if they pop into your mind, or I will mention some of the ones that I work on them, you're welcome to look them up and see how you feel connected to them or why you feel connected to them, if you feel a pull to a specific one. If you do that, just be aware of their signs, because they are very big on signs, and they definitely give you that guidance. So it's important to be open to receive that. So some of the archangels that I work closer with are, and these are in no specific order. I do work more specifically with Michael and Raphael, and I'll explain why. But I have many of them come through, which is an amazing thing. As I mentioned, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, Haniel, Jophiel, Jeremiel, Raguel, Raziel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Chamuel, Ariel, Zadkiel, Azrael, Cassiel, Muriel, Barakiel, and Ezekiel are some of the ones that I feel more often come through in healing sessions, or that are working closer here with us, and they really do make their presence known. Again, there's many others that sometimes just pop in and show up. One of the things that you do need to know, and I think I mentioned this on the other episode, but even though some of them can take on human form, most of them were never human. There are only two that are known that were human in the past, and they ascended to these divine beings as a reward. And that would be Metatron and Sandalphon. And as you notice, their last name, I mean, the last part of their name ends on "on" as opposed to "L." "L" means of God. So that means they were divinely created. So like Michael, Raphael, Metatron, and Sandalphon, and in the O-N. Metatron was believed to be the prophet Enoch as a human being, and Sandalphon was believed to be the prophet Elijah. And so they have a very specific and special understanding on what it means to be human. So a lot of times when you're going through spiritual ascension, you will definitely feel them closer, or you can call upon them to give you better assistance and guidance into what you're going through, because they totally understand the changes of ascension and becoming aware to a higher reality. Okay. So those are archangels. Archangels and angels and all beings love flowers and bells, wind chimes, any higher tone, classical music, higher, like usually bells, they really enjoy that. So if you want to call them in, wind chimes is a great way to have them join your space, rose bushes, all of that stuff. Then there's another type of archangel or angel energy. And as I mentioned, some archangels have this department under them. And this would be under Archangel Zadkiel. And Zadkiel works with transmutation and specifically with the violet flame. So he has the violet flame angels under him. These angels are the keepers of this very spiritual tool known as the violet flame. There's other traditions and cultures that also work with the violet flame. And you can look into that if you like. But basically, the violet flame helps us to transmute energies, to clear and to protect our energy. It's a transmuting energy, which means it changes that. The color is a deep violet color. So you can invoke this purple high vibration fire to clear the energy field around you, to clear a space, to clear a room. These angels are very powerful, and you can feel them in the room when you call them in. It actually becomes a very warm energy, a very strong energy. They do have a different vibration than regular angels do, and they will often appear with a purple color or a purple hue, or if you're meditating or doing a healing session, you might see that color vibrating or resonating around you, or kind of seeing it in your third eye. And so these are usually the violet flame angels. And that's something that you can really work with if you're wanting to transmute and transcend energies. So any type of toxic energy, environment, you can definitely call upon them to release, to help you in transmute things, to change. If you're going through changes, definitely call on the violet flame angels, and they will assist and guide you. And it's a beautiful, powerful energy. So definitely take advantage of all of this beautiful gifts that we have. Like I said, they are very happy to work with humanity, and you can always call upon them. I hope this gives you some clarity on what types of angels or angelic, I hope this gives you some clarity on what type of angelic energies are out there. Of course, by no means this is a complete list of all the information that's out there, but this is my experience, and I'm happy to share this with you. I hope it helps you and brings you some clarity, and I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day.